everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which is, once again, a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, May the 20th. On that show, we'll have Brian Green, Maria Acosta, David Schlendlinger, Josh Fred, the accounts of Homeland Security. We'll also have a special interview with Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin. Advance tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. I'm so excited that our guests this week, and you heard me right, I said guests as in plural, are Melissa Kingston, Annie Grafladisa, Stacey Bobble, and Megan McGee, otherwise known as the sketch troupe Broad Minded. Broad Minded, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So this is going to be exciting. First time it's multiple people on the show. Exciting stuff. So, Broads, last week in the U.S. Senate Budget Committee, they held a hearing on the, quote, healthcare cost of climate change. In the hearing, Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson conducted himself the way he normally does, which is by saying a bunch of mind-numbingly stupid and embarrassing things. So Rojo does what climate change deniers love to do, which is take a single solitary piece of data out of context and then use it to pretend that climate change is not a big deal. So this single piece of data that Rojo latched onto like a tick in the woods, just clamped his big stupid teeth on, essentially states that with rising global temperatures, Wisconsin will have less people freezing to death, which as a single piece of data by itself, hey, that sounds good, right? But that's not what all the data says. It's essentially saying, like, sure, I have lung cancer, but the data shows I don't have asthma, so I'm going to be just fine. In the hearing, Rojo said the following amazingly stupid quotes. Your study is very favorable to my state. A warming globe is actually beneficial. According to your study, you're concerned if you're in the really hot region of Africa, but in terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. And lastly, why wouldn't we take comfort in that? So just to be clear, is right. The entire study shows that climate change is going to cause globally 6.8 million more deaths annually. 6.8 million every single solitary year. But hey, a lot of that's in Africa, so who cares? Ron Johnson is just taking comfort that it's not going to happen in Whitewater. Broad-minded, what's your take on all this?
Oh, I know. I feel so much comfort in my heart knowing that Africans will die instead of Wisconsin.
I mean, I don't know, though. It makes me sad because what are we going to do in the snowmobile industry?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to completely collapse in Wisconsin. I mean, he hasn't thought about our economy at all with this comfort in the
Birkebeiner's almost out already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm so impressed with every Republican and how quickly they can turn in to like a 17-year-old douchey boy in like 5 seconds. I mean, it's like, hey, man, whatever. I don't care. I don't live in Africa. It's not a big deal. Whatever. Why should I care? Yeah.
Yeah. And just, I mean, completely ignoring the fact that the reason that those deaths are probably happening already is because of the fact that people don't have enough money for heat and electricity, and they're probably living on the streets. So maybe we should focus on that.
It's like climate change is going to like take care of the economy problem. What's the big deal? Yeah. I mean,
they can sleep in the streets now because they're going to be warm. It'll be all fine.
Probably Disneyland's coming to Wisconsin. Whatever.
And then he's going to ban him like Ron DeSantis did.
Yeah. Build a wall.
I don't know. I just think it's great that he's doing all this research. I mean, he's finally putting his PhD in microbiology to use, right? That's Ron Johnson, right?
Isn't it the Ron Johnson that's like the famous biologist?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he's a meteorologist.
I thought it's a different Ron Johnson.
I thought he just ran businesses.
He has several peer-reviewed journals out there.
He speaks pretty confidently. Yeah. I kind of assumed he had some sort of advanced scientific degree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can get pretty far in business if you just have confidence and no substance.
Advanced degree in douchebaggery.
Also, you can get far in business if you marry a rich woman who whose family has a gigantic business like Ron Johnson did. And good for him.
Yeah. I'm sure she's not from Africa.
They should tell all the people in the poor areas to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a leader and just a model for people to follow.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been missing for so long to fix things.
Yeah.
You know, what he did say is he's not an alarmist, everyone. He's not a climate change alarmist. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite quotes of the whole thing. It's like, what is that? Like, climate change is, like, happening. Like, we're not yelling fire.
Can you imagine him if his house was on fire, though? He'd be like, okay, you guys, my house is on fire, but let's not get carried away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit of smoke inhalation here, but what? There's got to be some upsides.
I'm taking comfort in the fact that the electricity is still on.
Right. Because we don't want to get too excited. You know, like, he could be on fire. And he'd be like, okay, everybody, let's not just get too excited about it, okay? I mean, it's just singed a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, the upside, I'm not going to get hypothermia.
Right.
So, Broads, another aspect of the podcast is a discussion of the art of comedy. You are Milwaukee's longest-running sketch troupe and unbelievably hysterical. I've done shows with you many, many times. What have you been up to now? I know you had a while ago, you had the mixtape show. What have you been up to? You're all together right now. Are you planning and plotting right now? What's going on with the Broads at the moment?
Well, you are on you're going to find out that we have a show set for September.
Yeah. Awesome.
Called Life Hacks.
Life Hacks.
We have not written it.
It's a working title. It's going to be about life hacks as the theme. We're not sure that that's the title.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, life hacks, like solving your homeless problem by raising the temperature of the planet.
Exactly. That's a great life hack.
Everyone will live outside.
But genuinely, we do have a show.
We do.
At Interchange in September, 3 Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. We hope to come and stop by Laughing Liberally. We got to talk about that after.
Absolutely. You know, you're welcome. Well, so let me ask, when you're coming up with a show, do you have some sketches now, or are you kind of going like, oh, we have a concept, like his last one was mixtape, right? Do you like start with the concept and then fill in the sketches, or do you start with the sketches and think, okay, these sort of trickle into something else? How does it work for the four of you?
Well, it's a little bit of both, because we'll write a sketch like if it comes to us, but if they don't fit into a show, because we like our shows to be themed, then we write for that theme.
Or we force it.
Yeah, I mean, mixtape probably was one of our further out of the box ventures, mm-hmm. because we had to write for another show, and so there was a lot more piecing together. We typically like to have a theme and write toward it, around it, near it, somewhere in it. Mm-hmm. Against it, but like something that we're working around.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, we did have one called Science and Surplus.
We did.
It was about science.
Yeah.
And just like Ron Johnson, if it didn't fit what we needed it to fit, we just molded it into what we wanted it to
fit. Except we did a minimum amount of research. Like, we actually looked stuff up on Wikipedia, and I don't know that he did that.
Yeah. I don't think he could spell Wikipedia.
Well, so where can people find you on social media? So the show's in September. We'll make sure to talk about it when it gets a little closer. Where can people find you on the interwebs so they know what you're up to, especially when September rolls around?
Yeah, we're on broadmindedcomedy.com, and then you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Twitter, sometimes, though it's been a while. Admittedly, that's my fault.
Yep. So for sure, Facebook and our website.
Awesome.
We have all our shows information up there. Yep.
Perfect. So I hope to get you on Laughing Liberally soon. We'll talk about that once we cut this. But broad-minded, it's so fun having all of you here. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
We love you.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 70 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.